Amber, you spoke after the game in the Netherlands about Ireland needing to score goals or take the chances against the bigger teams. Two positive results against Poland. What will the conversations be this week in terms of taking them opportunities against the Netherlands?
Yeah, well, I think first and foremost, we have to prioritize as well, keeping the ball out of the other goal as well, because it makes our life a lot easier when we do that. I think we've shown in all of the games that we've played that we've been able to create chances, and now it is just about finishing them off. And I think the last two results were extremely positive, and it's definitely lifted the mood coming into this camp. And yeah, I think everybody's full of confidence and ready for the next few games.
You talked there about the keeping the ball out of the net. There was times in both of them Poland games, as much as we have seen in the Netherlands and France games, in periods where the opposition sort of got on top of the game. But the resilience in terms of Ireland, especially in them last two games, you'll take an awful lot away from that, especially coming into these sort of games and knowing you were close against the Netherlands and France the first time.
Yeah, and I think you have to say a lot about the quality of the League A. It's a massive step up from League B as well. And regardless of your own set in the game where you can be on top of the game, teams are going to come out and have their periods, and sometimes you just have to ride that wave as best you can. I think when we played the Netherlands, there was a couple of times when we were probably lucky to just concede one goal, and then when you're in those types of situations, you only need one then to get back into it. And I think against Poland, especially, probably at home more so, there was a couple of moments when we defended really, really well, and that's what we needed as well. So look, you're playing against world-class teams and world-class players, so they're gonna create chances. Like, that's inevitable with football. So I think knowing and having, as you said, the resilience then to be able to be in a position to keep the ball out and defend properly, which is what Ireland is known for and is what is we are good at. And I think again, it showed that we only needed one goal in the Aviva to win the game, and a lot of that went back to the defending and how good it was as well.
Jerry, please.
Thanks, Amber.
Amber, obviously, look, club form is good, and how's life treating you in France? Obviously, look, great, great league, and obviously you're doing well.
Yeah, I think it's been brilliant. It's been brilliant for me, and definitely, I think it's lifted my standards and put me in another level where I believed I could reach. And I think that it's not easy moving halfway through the season. It's not a case of you're just moving 20 minutes down the road. Like, you're moving you to a new country, you're leaving behind something you've known for the last 2.5 years. And I was very grateful for Liège and everything they'd done for me, and I think the time for me to move was right, and I think I made the right decision with that. Then it's the learning experience of going into a new environment, adjusting to the league. Of course, the quality of the players is much, much higher to what I was used to. So probably for the first couple of weeks, I was in that adapting stage. But I think then when I found my feet, and I always have that kind of inner belief that I can settle fairly quickly, and I think I did. And as soon as the first goal goes in, I think my confidence is ready then for the next opportunity. And obviously, game time was massively important to that, and it really, really helped me find my feet and get a few goals as well.
Definitely. Look, every time we see you in Cork, you're always smiling. You're always excited, especially in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. But look, big game Friday. You'll be definitely pushing for the start.
Yeah, 100%. I think that every camp I come into, that's the same mindset that I have. And I think sometimes I've been maybe a wee bit unlucky not to get the nod, but I'm also that type of person that if it's not a starting position that I get, that I have to be ready to come on at any stage. And I think it's shown that it might be like it was in Poland the last 20 minutes, and it's a little bit defensive, but when balls come up to you, that you make them stick, that when it's time to run down the clock, that you're the one to do it as well. So of course, every game, every time you come in for Ireland, everybody wants to play, and that's definitely my mentality as well. But I'm always in that position when you have to, create also the positive environment for the team. It's no good for anybody if I'm running around with a miserable face on me, because at the end of the day, it's not about me, it's about everyone. And I think that's where it's worked really well for me, is that when you kind of carry yourself in that light, the opportunities come when you're ready for them, and I never have any doubt that I'm always ready to go.
Thanks, Amber. I
Thanks.
appreciate it.
Hey, Amber, how are you?
Hi Ben, not bad.
Good. Just on, you spoke about maybe the mood and the camp shifting and lifting after the Poland games. Like, how noticeable has that been since you've came into this camp here?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, we I think we had a really, really good campaign so far. I think even on reflection, looking at the first two games, we were very unlucky to come away with no points. And you know, that's something that we looked at going into the last camp. And we set out at the start of the last camp with 6 points was our aim, and that was our goal. And to achieve that is massively uplifting to everybody. It creates a winning mentality. The environment just lifts with that. At the end of the day, you want to win games, and you know, if it's a friendly or if it's a qualifier, winning games creates that type of positive environment. And I think you can definitely feel it coming in. And also, I suppose, you know, looking at the table mathematically, we can still qualify directly. So I think winning the last two games has also given us, you know, that's kept us in eye line with that as well. And of course, we're not getting ahead of ourselves, but it's nice to be in that position rather than you're in a position and you're realistically playing just to avoid the fourth position. And yeah, it just creates that, you know, driving the standards among the players and everything. And it's a lovely place to be in that side.
Like I know Carla says that you just focus one game at a time, but when you move away from looking at, you know, the initial goal is to stay in Ligue A, and it looks like we may have done that now. Do you kind of see that World Cup kind of automatic place dangling in the corner of your eye? Like, is that something that players, you naturally kind of get drawn to the chance to qualify automatically?
I don't think it's a case of that we see it dangling in the corner of our eye, but it's you look again, if you were to say that we're not looking at that, that would be, you know, that wouldn't be true. Of course, ideally we win the next two games, we go directly to the World Cup, but that's not how we're looking at it. We're looking at it at Friday night in Parkkwihv against Netherlands, and that's our sole focus. And again, if you could go directly to the World Cup, every team would take that with both hands. So we're definitely in that. And we've given ourselves a really good opportunity to do that. But again, not getting ahead of ourselves in the slightest. And we will be solely focused on the Netherlands on Friday.
Thanks, Emma.
We'll go back to the Northern Lights with Declan.
Amber, how are you? Given you're playing in the French league these days, would you be, shall we say, really looking forward to getting a tilt to the French?
Yeah, of course. Like a lot of the players that are in the squad are ones that I've played against this the last 6 months. But like I said, and it's not a cliche, but you know, France seems a million miles away right now. So look, after the game on Friday, we'll definitely be keeping our eye on the French. But honestly, until then, it's solely on the Netherlands.
And given you beat the Poles home and away, because you had to get something out of those games, given they had picked up a point against the Netherlands, you're in a very, very good position that you can guarantee that you're going to come at worst third.
Yeah, and I think, look, at the same time, we're also in a position where, you know, Poland also have done, I think, really, really well in the campaign so far. We saw the result against the Netherlands away, which was, or at home, which was a fantastic result for them. I think it was probably a wee bit more difficult for them in France. But again, the French have to come to play Poland in Poland, which will not be an easy feat. As we've seen it ourselves, it was an extremely difficult game to play in. And we don't want any complacency creeping in as well. So most important is, of course, was to stay in the group and not have to be worrying about the relegation and maybe going back to League B. But again, we've given ourselves a really good opportunity now, and yeah, we'll see what happens now on Friday.
And you still have the safety net, that playoff, so you know you can try and get those points you're looking for with the knowledge that if everything goes pear-shaped, you still have the playoff.
Yeah, I think look, having the playoff is core, of course, is massively lifting for us as well. But I think you also have to come into it where technically we can still finish fourth, and you don't want to be going through the fourth place playoff route realistically, because it's a lot more difficult than going through the other ones. And yeah, look, we're not again not getting in any way ahead of ourselves. It was fantastic 6 points that we had the last time, but we're looking at these next games and it's a completely different ball game again.
John Fallon, please.
Thanks, Kieran. Amber, how you doing? Just on that role that you mentioned as a sub, like you've come on 3 of the 4 matches, and Carlo's not known for making subs, like one or two max in each game. Like, do you get prepped in advance for what sort of role you're going to play, if you're whether you're protecting a lead or whether you're chasing a game? Does she go into detail with that with you beforehand?
I think it's not individual, to be honest. I think it's quite collective that we've looked at, and for the last number of months, we've looked at what will it look like if we're going into the last 30 minutes or 20 minutes of a game, and this is the situation or this is the gameplay. And I think probably in my own position, I've been, I suppose that kind of super sub label has kind of been hanging over my head for a bit of a long time, and it's not ideally something you want, but at the same time, you know, I'm very accepting of the role that's given to me at any stage that it is, and whatever role that is, I'll give absolutely everything that I have in my capabilities to do the best that I can. And I think that probably with a wee bit more experience, the more that you get into these games, you kind of know yourself what the game will need at a certain time. So I think that's been obviously very, very good for my position, and I've been able to bring that into games. And something similar, like the last couple of minutes in Poland, my role was to hold the ball in the corner and take as long out of the game as possible. And that's sometimes that is literally what you're doing, but it's so important for the team. And when it's something like that, you're more than willing to do it.
And just on your club career, you mentioned about Strasbourg and a step up. Like, since you went away, I think in 2019, you've always been in Europe. You haven't been in England or Scotland. Like, has that been a conscious decision, or was it just the way it's played out?
Probably a wee bit conscious, but also probably a wee bit the way it's played out. I don't know what it is about being away from home and being in different countries, but I've just really loved that new culture aspect, different types of football. Like I've played in Germany, France, and Belgium now, and the types of football they play in each country is so diverse, and it's something that I feel has really, really helped and shaped my game in a really positive way. Working with different coaches, different expectations from teams, and also learning a new language has been also something that I've really, really enjoyed, even though it's ironic, I wasn't very good at languages in school, whereas I feel like I'm kind of stuck now trying to speak French with a Donegal accent, and it's a wee bit more difficult than it would like to be. But yeah, I think England is great. It's definitely leading the way in terms of professionalism and standards and, you know, trying to raise the bar for women's football. But I have certainly loved my journey abroad and being in Europe and being able to travel when I get that opportunity with time off and stuff that, you know, I'm a train ride away from three or four different countries in my current position. And I think, you know, as much as I love playing football, life is also too short to be stuck in one box all the time. And I've really enjoyed that aspect of it as well.
Great, thanks, Amber.
And finally, Dave.
Hey, Amber. Just you spoke there about the possibility of a top place, which is there. It is possible. I mean, is there a sense, and you've been down this road before in World Cup qualification, is there a sense of something brewing amongst you that the next 8 days could be something very special?
Yeah, I think that, you know, there was actually a group of us talking about this yesterday. The last campaign for the World Cup and even what we needed to get over the line there is massively different here than it was then. Just in terms of, I suppose, the progress the squad has also made over the last couple of years. I think after the last World Cup, all the ambitions were the Euros and that it looked really positive. And we saw how that turned out. So I think you also have to keep your feet on the ground in that regard, because as much as you can all be ready and it's on the horizon, you can see it, you can touch it, you can smell it, it doesn't get handed to you. And I think that we have been really good at kind of keeping our feet on the ground. Of course, as I said, mathematically we can still do it, and you know, you'd be silly not to be looking at it that way as well. So yeah, I think there's a really positive atmosphere here. It definitely is a special group. We've a fabulous team of players, but also the staff. Everybody is one. There's people driving standards every single day, and it's not just on the field, but off the field, and everybody's on board with that. And I always think that when all those little boxes are ticked, anything is possible. And at the end of the day, it's 2 90 minutes that will decide your fate. And look, I think everybody fit and healthy, anything's possible.